Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Telly Tuesday. I hope everyone had a great day. I know I did. It was a beautiful day out there. And when we rise in the morning and look in that mirror, sit down in our quiet corner with our tea, coffee, or whatever, and do those affirmations, I am this, I will that, I am, to start your day, you have a phenomenal day out there. And keep in mind, I always say this is my movie, and I only cast individuals with positive attitudes, so no one else gets on my stage all day long unless they're positive, positive, positive. We have to do that. We're going to be with Stephanie Haynes this evening. Hopefully, Stephanie has to do some weekend traveling, and you know how it is out there when you're traveling. So if she doesn't get in with us, I'll play you some music, give you some things, and tell you about a few things and call it an evening if we are not blessed with her. This evening, the trauma and self-care. She will be back next week. I'm not sure. You know, when you're in those planes and in those clouds and going through those airports, it can be a lot of trauma out there. And sometimes self-care is the first thing that you have to put on. You can't do everything you have to do because of the circumstances. So on that note, it's about speaking. Last night, Tiffany with an I gave us something to be mindful of. She said, express it, say it, be it, and do it. But, you know, when we're speaking those words, when we stop speaking everything in, all ways, speak on what matters, no matter how crazy it is, how it sounds like to anyone else. But when words spoken from the heart and filled with a powerful wish for someone's happiness can deeply touch that person's life and revive his or her spirit, becoming a source of lifelong inspiration. That's what we're about here. We're like these sun rays out here, and we have to keep our beams straight. When we speak from our minds, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives out there. And And it's very important to keep yourself in balance to change those lives. So we're going to wait for Miss Stephanie Haynes to tune in with us here, talking about trauma and self-care. And, yo, she is the lady that can take you there. So get out your pencil, get out your hair, and put a lot of lotion on your hand because she's going to have some information for you. Sit back and relax.
Ow. Y'all, ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to the races. No, no, no. Oh, help me now.
I'll take you there.
Come on, somebody help me here.
That's right, Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart, know how to navigate you into the best of you. Stephanie Haynes, welcome in. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Linda and listeners. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I knew that you were traveling out there, and I hadn't connected in, and I wasn't sure, but I had covered it up for you, but I'm so glad that you made it back. You're here with us, and our topic today is trauma and self-care, and I think this is the end of the series, and then next week we're going to start on those chakras. I have some exciting news for you also. So, Stephanie, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend with the family. And we're celebrating over here. Before we get started, I just want to have each and every one of us celebrate. The fathers out there, those dads are doing good. It's not until the next weekend, but we should celebrate them every day. And I'm done over here. I just want you to get us busy on this trauma and self-care.
Yes. So good evening. So tonight we're going to finish up with self-care. So self-care is not selfish. All right, so there's another essential ingredient for having both present and purpose in our lives that most of us hear a great deal about but aren't very good at it. Now, taking care of ourselves. Now, I am using self-care in its broadest, multi-transmissional sense, beyond the haircut and the coffee breaks, to include our physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being in order to accept, support, and love ourselves the way we do our dearest friends. We, you know, we always taking care of others. We forget about self. Right? So both positive and negative life events. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the mandate of putting on your own oxygen mask first in case of an emergency while flying. Now, that's a great example of looking after yourself, even though your first instinct, especially in emergency, may be to help the person next, especially if it's with a child, of your own child. Now, when I asked about self-care in my interviews, women after women answer along similar lines. I haven't learned to do that yet. I just can't do that. I'm not that person. And if I'm not working, it's all about myself. I literally have no time for myself. Sound familiar? Some of you may not even get to feeling selfish because you're not on your own to-do list. Let me read that again. Some of you may not even get to feeling selfish because you're not on your own to-do list. Now, we make a to-do list for everything that we need to do for that day, but we leave self out. From this moment on, you put self at number one. Now, morning to night consists of demands from work, kids, parents, spouse, friends in crisis, home, and whatever else need to be done in no particular order. But by the end of your day, it's late and you are exhausted. Now, some women, including others, the psychotherapist and the main breadwinner for her family, who I introduced earlier, have what they call structured self-care. Now, in Kelly's case, this includes designated date nights with her husband, reading, swimming, and visiting her local farmers market on the weekends. Now, what happens when we always put others first and neglect to take care of ourselves? Now, mindfulness teacher Sharon, she cautioned that when we act generously on the bias of feeling unworthy and self-compassion, we eventually become resentful. Now, she encouraged her students to look at their intentions and motivations for giving. Now, taking care of others with resentment isn't generosity. We can't give in this. We need to take care of ourselves to break and breathe. Now, self-care includes following your dreams. Now, a single mom with two teenage children worked as the director of a weight loss surgery clinic in a major hospital in Connecticut and had promised herself when her children were born that she would go back to school to get her graduate degree in nursing. Finally, it was time, and she worked out a child care share program with her neighbor and enrolled in the program and her dream at her local university. She's now within 6 months of finishing her program and said the one thing that kept her going is knowing that with her advanced degree, she would be even more valuable to her patients. Not think about making more money for herself, but for her patients. So why not expand self-care to not only support you during the emergencies and the tough times, but also during your everyday, ordinary, as well as joyous time. Now, what if you could find a dear friend to be with you, not just when you're having a bad day, but also when you are having a good day? Now, someone to celebrate with you along the way. Good news that the dear friend happens to live with you. It's you. Now, self-care is indispensable to fulfilling our purpose in life. Now, without it, we are of no use to others or ourselves. Now, as a Zen priest, Joan Heffert says, and standing at the edge about her years of work with those who were dying, she found herself worn out and discouraged. She said, I had to take care of myself. I would nap, walk in the mountains, read a book, meditate, or perhaps, best of all, just be lazy and aimless, do nothing. Now, essentially, I had to press the restart button, which meant turning off the machine. Now, prioritizing self-care is necessary for our living with present and purpose. Now, when it comes to sleep, for example, research shows that senior executives get more sleep than lower-level managers, with no difference along gender lines. Now, how did researchers make sense of this? Now, they concluded that the senior executive prioritized both discipline and self-care. Recognizing the need of self-care and the impossibility of doing it all. Now, it's important to let ourselves relax, not only for our personal well-being, but also to thrive professionally. Now, we talked about our in-person relationship, but what about our virtual relationship? Now, the MIT professor Shirley Turtlett has spent her life studying the effects of our 24/7 connectivity and describes in Alone Together how we are losing our ability to engage socially when it's appropriate to connect more intimately with someone. Now, counseling dinner with grandma, for example, may be done by a phone call, not a text or an email. I just hate that. Because if you like me, I'm not always at my phone. So if it is an emergency, if there's something you want to tell me, pick up the phone and call me. Don't email me. Don't text me because I may miss it. And then you get mad at me because I didn't respond quick enough for you in your urgency. Right. So research support a link between social media, specifically Facebook use, and loneliness. Now, lonely people are more drawn to the communication that social media provides, and make a habit of what researchers call social snacking. That is the temporary but illusionary fulfillment of social needs that social network sites allow through activities like status updates, lurking on other profiles, or passively viewing Instagram feeds, all of which may increase loneliness. Social snacking may make you feel as though your immediate social needs have been met, but these activities fail to contribute to the interpersonal connection, ultimately resulting in a defect in important relational resources such as social support. Now, social snacking can in no way substitute for the benefit we receive through real life interaction. You know, just go back, you know, the last couple of years, you know, this is COVID. You know, every, you know, thing went virtual. You know, we was locked in for some of us. I had to be out there. Can't even think of the word now. It's been used so much. Right? So I had to continue to work. I couldn't work from home. And when I did it just for a while, and then we had to get back out there. So as social beings with social brain formation and approval, that can make it difficult to ferret out or what meaningful for us and what is our purpose is. Now think about the latest image you post on your social media and how happy you were to receive likes, comments, or reactions. Now, I'm reminded of a few years ago.
We had a disconnect there. I think there's some technical problems. We'll go out, and when she comes back in, we'll finish it up. We lost her. She'll dial back in. Okay, Stephanie, we had some technical problems. I see you're back in, so we're back up again. Carry on.
Yeah, it just went off. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Yeah, okay. So as I was saying, as social beings with social brains, we look to others for affirmations and approval. That can make it difficult to ferret out what's meaningful for us, what our purpose is. Now think about the latest image you post on social media and how happy you were to receive likes, comments, or reactions. Now I'm reminded of a tourist I saw in front of the Eiffel Tower a few years ago. They merely glanced at the tower, they took pictures, they post them, and then spent almost an hour reviewing the comments and the likes that was rolling in. Now, this is how our social brain network operates. Our reward system is very much tied to what others think. We are never far from seeing what's going on with friends at our fingertips. Thanks to our digital device, we see only super happy, polished, perfect people through the carefully curated lens of the omnipresent social media platform. Now, women are most likely than men to become addicted to using social media platforms. Flaws, photos don't get posted, and those without enough likes get deleted. Over 70% of us sleep with our phones. We agitate when we misplace any one of our devices. And on average, we swipe our phones 150 times a day. Tendinitis. I can see now our poor young kids end up with tendinitis and can't use their hands when they get past 30 years old because they use them too much. Now, our brains have literally become addicted to social media platforms. And as you read this, the scientists are studying social media disorder, which is SMD. They got a disorder for it already. Simultaneously, teams are working around the clock to make sure that their platforms obtain and maintain as much of our attention as possible. Now contemplate the last time you intended to just quickly check your favorite social media platform, and then were shocked when you realize how much time has passed. Now, the fact is that we would rarely, if ever, be the oligarchy specifically designed to keep our attention for as long as possible. Now, I'll be talking more about our use of technology later on. Now, the thief of all joy, comparison. A friend stopped by recently to share photos on a journey to Alaska. Now, before we start looking at the photos, I mentioned that our family had enjoyed a cruise to Alaska some years ago. Now, to which my friend said, oh, no, we didn't want to take a cruise. We prepared the entire itinerary ourselves and went on land to Dali National Park, met up with friends, and did lots of great hiking. I immediately felt bad. Now, despite having had a fantastic time in Alaska and over 15 years of revisiting happy memories about our family vacation, in one fell swoop, all of that vanished as I was suddenly feeling that our Alaska trip was not so great after all. Now, how ridiculous is that? Comparison is inherent in our social interaction, whether in person or online. Now, another aspect of our social brain is that we want to belong to a group, and we want to be treated as well as others in the group. That's weird in our brain. And one research study pointed it is for members of a group to be treated fairly. Researchers thought the captain monkey to swap plastic tokens for food. Now, normally, The monkey was content exchanging a token for cucumbers. However, the monkey was triggered. If they saw a neighbor getting a grape instead of a cucumber, in about half of the trail, the monkey who received cucumbers instead of grapes either refused to hand over their token or reject the cucumbers altogether. Some of them threw their tokens or cucumber out of the cage in defiance. They ain't done. Now, perhaps the next time you find yourself comparing and getting frustrated with yourself for comparing, you can give yourself a break, as this is part of being human. We all can remember times when we thought we had a good life until we heard about someone else's life. Or we hoped, or when we hopped on Facebook and found a news feed full of shiny snippets of others' lives, when we thought we had a wonderful time at our birthday party, until we heard about our friend's birthday party. When it comes to social media, everyone's killing it all the time. We are never far from seemingly doing much better and having much fun than we are. No, they not. Some of them is just a front.
I love it.
You know, some of them is just a front. Because behind the truth of all of that, you know, especially I call these attention getters, you know, that's always on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Some of them are, you know, they lonely. They go back into the social snacking that I talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just be mindful, you know, comparing yourself, that's, you know, it can be very detrimental to yourself, to your self-esteem, to your well-being. Because when you're always comparing yourself, you never feel worthy or good enough. All right. So now when it comes to social media, everyone is killing it all the time. Now, we are never far from seeing how others are seemingly doing much better and having more fun than we are. I want you to remember that. Now, our social media platform takes comparison to another level. Now, because the basis of comparison is so much broader, social comparison is no longer limited to the Joneses next door. Remember, keeping
right
up with the Joneses?
Yes.
All right. Colleagues at the office or friends in the real time, it's all of those connections along with their past and present and roles of the acquaintances, so-called friends, the followers, the connection, the matches, and the like, many of whom will never meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nonetheless, science confirms that there are interactions can have an impact on us, which may be deeply disturbing and distracting, since they can conjure up feelings of inadequacy and negativity deep within. And not surprisingly, researchers found a link between depression and Facebook users who compare themselves to others. Now, as you likely know from your own experiences, comparison can consume us. Using presence to first of all be aware of what thoughts or feelings we may be experiencing in the first step. Now, next is to appreciate the power of our social brain with their inherent capacity to contend, so that we may find and live with purpose. Now, without regard, as best as we can, for what others around us may be valuing or doing. Now, we're going to talk about the differentiation and the linkage and the integration. The differentiation, the linkage, and integration. Now, that part of the findings and having a purpose is understanding and appreciating that each one of us is a collection of parts. I'm going to read that again. Parts of finding and having a purpose is understanding and appreciating that each one of us in a collection of parts, aspects, facets, or the sub-personalities. It may help to think of it like this. Now, we each have differentiating parts, which, when linked together, can become integrated. Now, when we are integrated beings, a combination of joining a different part rather than a blend. Now, when we are integrated, we feel harmonious and can more easily move among the various roles we play. The career woman, the graduate woman, the mom, the friend, the volunteer, to name just a few, each with its own unique purpose. Now, the whole and the integrated self has an expansionary quality. It is much greater than the sum of its parts. With respect to each role, we have the capacity to activate a state at 100%. For example, I am 100% writer right now. Now, in 15 minutes, when my daughter, you know, texts, I will be 100% mom, which is sometimes challenging for both of us. Now, the self is inherently indefinable, inclusive, and even shifting. It's composed of porous parts that holds our multiple roles and responsibilities. Now, demanding that we move seamlessly from one to the other as we strive to combine work, personality, and all other aspects of our lives. Now, our roles are constantly shifting, which means our self are always changing. We are morphing every minute. And how could it be otherwise? We all may not play the same role, but we share the multitude and the diversity of our role and responsibility. Now, my own role includes daughter, spouse, parents, aunt, cousin, teacher, student, attorney, author, business owner, teacher, speaker, caregiver, a friend, mentor, mentee, volunteer, and life learner. Now, as Diane Ackerman puts it, we are all shapeshifters and magically reinventors. Life is really a poor noun and a caravan of self. Like Linda, you mentioned before that you have multiple personalities, right?
Yes, hold on. Yes, yep, you know I have them. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that means that, you know, you have the 8 different types of minds, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then they will call this some kind of personality disorder, but there's no such thing.
No, it's a blessing for me because I can shift in any gear and adjust to anything. Okay, so I'm glad I have them. Mm-hmm. I
yeah.
like to talk
yeah.
about them.
And not only you, we all have them.
Yeah.
You know, now there are some people that have other kind of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to having those multiple personalities, it's a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Right? Yeah, you know, I've been reading this book called Minimize Oneself.
What's the title, Stephanie?
Called Minimize and Oneself.
Okay.
By Richard C. Stewart and Robert R.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and he talks about having those mini minds and how, you know, you can relate to them without being labeled.
Well, when
you
have, right, when you have, how can I put that? Because, you know, I always give my lecture on my 52 personalities. And when I started off, I say I have 52 personalities that I know of, okay? So that's putting that thought pattern there to you. There's many, many others down there that you have to pull up. And what's so fun with mine, I have them in categories, okay? And I command them all. Yeah, I can pull a number up. So I number them, put them in categories, and tell the girls to move out forward when need be. Okay, but you have to be how can I put it? It helps me with my behavior. I'm glad I have them. Sometimes I have to laugh at myself because we have to be able to adjust to any situation because we all are in together, but we're all unique individuals. That's why they have the word individuality. And just as you're saying, anybody that's comparing themselves to someone else is to totally confuse you. Only you should be comparing yourself to you. And my comparison test is, this is where I like to journal. You know, I journal every day. And in my journal, I put down what I did on Monday and what went well and what didn't go well, so I won't do it again on Tuesday, okay? So personalities play a great, they're just a way to adjust. If you one way all the way, you speak with individuals and they say, some people are rude, nasty, whatever, however way they might be behaving. And persons always want to put on, well, that's just their personality. No, that's not just their personality. That's their way of being at this particular time because a personality, if you only have one, it never changes. That's the way you are across the board. So when you got 52 like me, I'm adjustable too. I can ride the horse up and down the ladder, okay? It's like, oh, okay, well, let me call out number 24. 24, step forward, please. Okay? And I just step back and let it take over. They're all of good behavior, but they have different, how can I put them? They have different responsibilities. Is that a good way to put them? But I love it. I love it. I love it because I developed that. How did I develop that as a child? I guess that was my way of surviving. My personalities help me survive, and I admire them. I welcome them. And every now and then we have to have a conference. You know, some of them get a bit out of line, and one number want to jump ahead of the other, but you never put 8 before 7, okay? So I keep them in line and keep them in order, and I'm very much aware of them, and I love it. Now, that when you have 52 personalities, you do not have time to compare yourself with anyone. Wouldn't you say, Stephanie?
Yeah. So what they call this, they call it...
They call it what?
So it's the sub-mind, the meaning that you have different minds.
Yes. 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 This, I swear, if you stay one-minded here, you'd be in big trouble. Okay? The way things are moving. I'd like this information on the social media, you know, and the text and the email. I can't stand that either. It's okay to text. It's okay to email, but back it up with a phone call. Back it up with that voice. Because as you say, you might not be near your computer. You might not have seen it that day. Your computer could be out of whack. People don't know. Oh, I sent a text or I sent you an email. No, pick up the phone and call. Make sure I got it. Text it, email it, and back it up with that wonderful, beautiful voice. And then that way, oh, you have people that call you and they text you, and it could be something they want, but if they would tell you it's an urgency, you would get right back to them, wouldn't you? But if they just text me, call me, those people do that because they want you to commit directly. So once they get you, then they'll lay that question on you, right? That's why they do it like that, because if you have an emergency, you call and say, I'm in the bind, I need this, then I'm going to hear it, I'll get right back to you. But if you just text an email, give me a call. I'm trying to get in touch with you, and I haven't heard from you in 15 years. Now, you think I'm going to be anxious to get... Okay, so it's a lot to go with that, but you're right about the social media. We becoming junkies, I find myself, because I don't do a lot of conversation. I just go out there with the show. You know, if you want to talk to me, call me, leave me a message. We go face-to-face. I'm not going to tell you when the cat fell off the pool, and I'm not going to tell you where I am drinking strawberry daiquiris either, okay, because I don't feel you need to know that, but that's just me. But I'm understanding people are lonely. They sit all day and they like. The minute you put something out there, they own it. That means that they're just sitting there all day scrolling. Okay, I just get that out. Oh, yeah. So, but you're right about that, and it's so sad. I say that for young adults, you know, when I work with my youth, Monday through Thursday, they can text, call, email. On Friday, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear it. Check in. I don't care what you say when you say it. Check in, because if you continue to be distracted like that, we'll all be able to be controlled with a bell or a gong or a whistle, because your mind is not moving out there. You're not thinking. You're moving your fingers, like you say, getting, what is it, tendonitis and having to have your eyes checked every month. For scrolling up and down, it's something to really, really think about. And now all of a sudden, they have medical behind it, right? They've already found a case. So what I find is the social media platforms, they like that, because that is a form of entertainment. The virtual is great, but I'm tired of it. I like personal connection, but moving out there slow. It's nothing like that personal interconnection, as you say. So I'm really understanding that all of this that you're speaking of, Steph, is talking about self-care, and it's just not about, you know, getting your hair cut. It goes a bit beyond that, and we don't even stop and think how we are abusing ourselves by not looking at all of this and doing that self-care, just doing it. Yeah, I have a few people I need to send this conversation personally to. I don't have a problem with it, because I'll shut down on you, and if the ceiling is not hitting me in my head and didn't knock me out, I don't know anything about it. But you have to learn to do that, because we do, as you say, no time for you. Where is your to-do list? And at the top of that list, you should go up there first. Yes, I'm a believer of that. And some people get angry, upset, but, you know, That's where we find out if we're going to keep this relationship, because I'm going to do what I have to do, and if you cannot understand, well, I got to have it immediately. Immediately is not here today. Okay? Immediately is not here. Mm-mm. Nope, you're not stressing me because of your urgency. Yeah, I'm going to be there for you, and I will assist as much as I can, but I'm not stressing out for your urgency. Can't do it that way. Nope. Nope, no, because otherwise you will not have any sleep at night. You will be tossing and turning, and you won't even be worrying about your own stuff. You're worrying about somebody else's. Doesn't work. So this is a very good topic to close everything out. And like you said, the young lady, when she went back to school to fulfill her dream, that's very, very important. Her value was for her medical field. And, you know, my value is for my community, you know, and it's necessary for living and purpose. So I could thoroughly, you can't let anybody block those dreams either or tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do, or you can do it this way. Do it the way you do it and find out what you did wrong on your own. Is that a good statement? Because what went wrong for them won't go wrong. Okay, individuality. That's why they use that word. So this has been a great topic. I have to share with you. I'll contact you during the week. A great topic. We're moving into those chakras, which also has the importance of self-care. Because every one of those areas take care of something very important. I can't wait. Trauma is good. Self-care, we've gone through the series and we'll repeat it again. So, Stephanie, I know that there's an event coming up. Is it next weekend?
Actually, it's this Saturday.
Yeah, okay. So is that, that's on the 17th or the 18th, Father's Day. Hold on.
Father's Day is the 19th.
Saturday,
are you speaking of the wellness event? No,
yes,
I have another event coming up. There's two events coming up.
That's what?
I have two events coming up. One Friday coming up is Sex and Mental Health with Dr. Rhonda Sherrod.
Okay.
Yes, that's Sex on Friday. Then.
Saturday, BWW is for Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay, how does one register for that? They go to the website. What is that website?
Yeah, go to the website. Go to bwwla.org.
Okay, and that's for the Friday event. And that is going to be on the 17th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Saturday is the wellness event.
Okay.
Yes.
And that, they can contact you. Now, it's not a reservation on that. It's just like open venues and vendors
right,
are going to be having. What is the address to that? Activity.
Say it again now.
Do you have the address? I know it's Washington, 5426.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I don't
have
the.
Let me get
plan.
The. See if I can pull up the address. Yes, I
and
guess I'll have to everybody come on up, huh?
The time is at 11. Does it start at 11?
It starts at 11, yes.
Okay, 11 o'clock a.m. It's going to be
yeah,
an
so
exciting
come out
event.
And enjoy yourself. There's going to be acupuncture, massages, Reiki, body polishing, yoga, you know, crystal fashion, you know, just come out. And the address is 5436 West Washington Boulevard.
Okay.
That's in the city of L.A., California 90016.
90016. Okay, so it's right here. Mm-hmm. And no entrance fee or no charge. It's just like structured out to come and relax and enjoy.
They have to pay for their services. Mm-hmm. They have to pay for their services.
Oh, okay. They'll be paying for services. So you're saying there's going to be Reiki, there's going to be acupuncture, that Reiki. Who's that Reiki master? Is the master going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love the Reiki. That's if you, listeners, if you haven't experienced that Reiki massage, that's something you want to look into. Very, very different, but very, very powerful. To check in, and you said they're going to be fashion and of course food, right? So food is that going to be vegan, all vegan, or it's a mixture? Because I know you guys eat vegan. Is it going to be across the board?
Yes, it's going to be, nice salads and stuff, something, very healthy.
Okay. So that's going to be this Saturday, and that's on the 18th, and that will be at 5426 West Washington, 5436 West Washington Boulevard, 90016, and it starts at 11 o'clock a.m., and the close time is what time? From 11 to what?
11 to 4.
Oh, okay. Those are great hours. Great hours. After the traffic is down, and it will be a relaxed drive before everybody else gets out there. I kind of like those hours. And then on Friday night, it will be sex. What is the title for the BWW event?
Sex and Mental Health.
Sex and Mental Health. That starts at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
And they can go... Okay, they can go to the website and just register in. Okay, well, I got my information out there. Stephanie has something to tell you on Tuesday here, and especially the main thing is everything we're speaking about is self-care. You first, okay? You first. You cannot do anything for anyone if you are broke down, cracked up, and crooked, okay? So you must take care of, I don't have a problem with self-care. Somebody stays smart of me. My flip-flops are hanging on the door, right? I beat them to the facility. Oh, we're going to get there at 2 o'clock. I'm already there at 1:30 waiting, okay? It's all about the self-care. Just sit down on a rock. When I give homework assignments, the assignments, go find an oak tree. A rock, hide in the closet, okay? Stay there for 30 minutes, write down and tell me what you came up with. But you must take 30 minutes away from everyone, from the phone, from the babies howling, from the birds chirping. Just go do your own chirping with your own mind, with your own self. It really works. It really, really works. And before I let you go, I know you're very much in tune with the movement and the energy, this is the full moon. Is that strawberry moon, which is a brighter and a bigger moon out there that we have to deal with. So my time is checking me. If you guys are hearing this operation in the back, overlook it because it's pounding. So Stephanie, what do you want to leave us with? Until we move into next week. I know you want us to be there Friday and Saturday. Hopefully, if I'm back in the city, I'll be able to run by. I'm not going to make any promises. But what would you like to leave us with before we say goodnight to the listeners?
I just want to say to everyone, this weekend is Juneteenth weekend, Father's Day weekend, Pride Month, International Testing Week as well that's coming up, that everybody take care of yourself. Find something that you wanted to do and have been putting it on the back burner because you're busy taking care of others. I want you to bring that up to the front of your list of things to do. And also started putting yourself number one on your list of things to do. Because if you're not full with yourself 100%, you can't give any to anyone else.
I'm in agreement with that. It's you first, no matter what. You first. It's always good to think of others. And most of the time, you first and then others next. Like when I travel, I had to travel over the holidays. I thought of myself because I needed to be safe, but I also wanted to protect my family because I was the traveler traveling in. So it took some orchestrating. It took some structure. It took a new way of doing things. But I was not only mindful of myself, but you see who I put first, myself. I was also mindful of the others, too. And this is, as Tiffany always told us on Mindful Monday, we switch back and forth, you know, express yourself. Say it, be it, but also do it. You have gotten the information and the direction from the master here, Ms. Stephanie Haynes. Listen very closely. Take care of yourself. Dig deeper. And not only are we here to be of value to the community and to others and whatever we value in out there, whatever we think that we're doing, take care of yourself, number one. And on that, Stephanie, we're going to tell you have a good one. We love you. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so kindly. And hope
call
to see
me
you
if
as well.
You need. Yes, call me if you need me to pull up the slack in anywhere. You know, something you've forgotten I need to drop or whatever you need, just give me a call, okay?
All right. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb and The Healing of Man. Enjoy.
Join others how to live.
We care, share, we love.